Anonymous from Lodz, Poland asks, I was wondering how to commemorate the upcoming yahrzeit of a young Holocaust victim. He was my distant relative. Nobody from his immediate family has survived, so he probably never had kaddish said for him. I decided to do something about it so that it wouldn't be forgotten that such a person existed. Would you think that paying somebody to say kaddish for him or learn mishnayos would be a good idea? Could I as a woman learn mishnayos on his yahrzeit myself? If not, what should I learn on this day, if anything? Which prayer, psalm, should I say? I would appreciate any ideas how to honor this day. Thank you very much. Okay, what I would say is the following. It definitely is a fine idea to hire someone to say Kaddish and to learn Mishnayos. You could learn the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos and try to pick out the Mishnayos that spell out his name with the first letter of the Mishnah. Also, the Psalms that are customary to be said on a yahrzeit are the following psalms. Start with 33, Psalm 33, Psalms 16, 17, 72, 91, 104, and 130. And then in Psalm 119, which has eight sentences for each letter of the alephbeis, say those letters that spell the person's name, and then the letters that spell neshama, nun shin mem hey, and then you can say a kel mole rachamim for the person, unless there's a minyan, no one can say kaddish, obviously. And the person who learns Mishnayos should also learn Mishnayos that spell the person's name and spell neshama. Also, you can give tzedakah in memory of that person on the day of the yahrzeit and light a candle after sunset on the day of the yahrzeit and let it burn for the entire day.